Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the program. It is Tuesday, June the 4th, 2024. Pray that you are having a wonderful, marvelous, glorious day, and that God is using you for His glory and edifying you and encouraging you, comforting you, walking with you through every trial and every victory. And we want to thank you for investing in your spiritual life. You know, in a world that's filled with bad news, it's nice to be able to tune into God's Word and get the good news of heaven. And so if you ever find yourself just being overwhelmed with negative things, I will tell you what I do as I shut off all of those other voices. I cut off their input into my life, and I fixate on what God has to say, because God is on the throne. He's speaks to us day by day. His tender mercies are brand new every morning, and great is His faithfulness. And so we really do ourselves a great benefit by tuning in to what God has to say. I want to say thank you this morning to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. They are based here in Brevard County. They got 20 years of landscaping business. It's a family-owned business. Dan and Treasure and their other family members also are actively involved in the occupation of providing pretty much everything you need to make your outdoors look like you want it to. So if you're looking to improve your landscape, they can help you with that, from the design to the planning to the maintenance. They can install artificial turf, putting greens, landscaping services, paver installation, managing drains and downspouts, installing those, landscape lighting, water features. They can transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number there is 321-749-1432. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway on Merritt Island. It's north of the Barge Canal. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. So if you're looking for somebody to do the work for you, Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432. If you want to see what products are available, that would be Space Coast Nursery, and 321-452-5565. They're great people. They're friends of the Refresh Radio program. They love Jesus, and they also, you know, like making your outside look the way it's supposed to. So, and they really do know what they're doing. They have done work at my house. That's how I first came to know them. They now do work at our church as well, and we've had them do a number of projects for there, and so I don't miss doing what they do at all, and they're really good at what they do. So they may be just the answer you're looking for what you're trying to accomplish with your outdoor living area. Today we are going to Matthew chapter 5. We are looking at this from the aspect of instruction. Of what is it that God wants to teach us. We spent a lot of time looking at some of the things that God wants to teach us from the Old Testament. Now we're into the New Testament, and we're at the Sermon on the Mount. And verse number 1 says, "And seeing the multitudes, he, Jesus, went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them." And so you and I, we need to realize that Jesus knows what he's talking about. He's the one who determines the subject You know, when I was in school, if I needed a good grade, I took a math class because I happen to be pretty good at math. You know, there were electives, and it's like, no, I don't want to take that. Here in the way that God wants to teach us, he chooses the subject matter. And so far we have talked about blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Today we're going to verse number 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And I have to, in transparency, tell you that the world's understanding of meekness, it used to be my understanding of meekness. And that was that it was kind of a form of weakness, that it was, constantly being rolled over and taken advantage of by people and things like that. But that is really a very shallow, it's not a great translation. You know, we tend to think of it of gentleness and goodness and humility and things like that. But there's a great more to the biblical concept of meekness than just what we are talking about. So first of all, I want to say this, that the word blessed in this passage, it means happy. And so whenever Jesus sets a lesson up in the context of this is going to bring you a mental inclination that you're going to really enjoy, I think we would do ourselves a great favor by leaning in to find out what Jesus really has to say. So I did some digging. I read Matthew Henry's commentary. I read Vine's expository dictionary of New Testament words. And found some interesting things here. Some of them I knew already. Some of them I've known, but I hadn't really looked it up. And so let me start off with just the basic understanding of meekness, and that is it is gentle, it is meek, and it is humble. And so all of those are true. I think of he was a wonderful blessing to Merritt Assembly of God. He was as a believer, he was a very self-controlled individual. He was strong, but he. Jesus was Lord over his life, and he conducted himself with, you know, the way that you would expect a believer to conduct himself. And one day we were working on a project, and it was something that I really hadn't tackled before, but, you know, and so whenever I do that, I always approach it, it's like, I don't want to break something that I'm going to have to fix. I want to tackle the project that I'm dealing with, but I don't want to break something. And I had a couple of men in the church, and this was one of them, and they looked at it and said, you know what, this is what needs to be done. If there's something up there that we don't expect to find and it breaks, we'll fix it. And boom, the project got accomplished very, very quickly. This word meekness is closely linked with humility. But there's a definition that I learned earlier in life. I learned the definition before I actually learned its implementation. And that is that it is great strength under control. And I still remember how that they taught that lesson. And that was that whenever there was an elephant, which was larger than the people who were dealing with the elephant, they were trying to domesticate it for their agricultural purposes and transportation purposes and everything, they would take that elephant, which had great strength, and they would anchor it to the ground. And then after the elephant had learned that it could not get loose, then they could lead that elephant wherever they wanted it to go by something that was no longer a chain. It was just the elephant knew they were going to provide for it, that they were going to lead it and things like that. And even though the elephant had great strength and could do great damage, and occasionally that happens. I think I read an article earlier this year where somebody had a very bad encounter with an elephant and they ended up dying in the process. These elephants had great strength, but yet it was strength under control. And so I started digging into this, and what one of the things said that I ran across was that meekness is actually the fruit of power. It means that you are confident in who you are. It is confident in what capabilities you have, what authorities you have. And it's not that you are looking to exhibit that power in an abusive manner or in a manipulative manner, but you are not going to be negligent in your job as well. So let me just start here at the top, and we may mention some of these things again. Meekness is a grace of the soul. It exercises first and chiefly toward God. And so that meekness that we have realizes that when we come into a relationship with God, it is not his intent to keep us weak, but to empower us. So, you know, Pentecost Sunday was a few weeks ago, and, Jesus had said, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And so there is an empowerment, there is an edification, a strengthening that takes place whenever we are in a proper relationship with God. And so I've actually heard a teaching where it says meekness should be recognized by people who are outside of, you know, your relationship with God. They should recognize that it is great power is potential to be exhibited, but it is under control, and they don't want to make sure that you don't need to utilize that power to bring them into a proper understanding of who God is. And you know, like the centurion, I am a man under authority, therefore I say to this one, go, and he goes. So because of the authority over the centurion, he had power to send on missions and assignments. And so you and I need to realize that meekness does not come from our personality. It comes from our relationship with God. And so we see that his omnipotence is working inside of us to make us who we should be, but also to empower us to do the things that God wants us to do. So this year, our theme, and I don't know how long it'll take, the research that I'm wading through, is that God is able. He is the God of all power. You know, those are the things that I am preaching on in 2024, and it's probably going to take even longer than that. So Vine's Expository Dictionary says it is that temper of spirit in which we accept God's dealings with us as good, and therefore without disputing or resisting. So meekness causes us to embrace the positions, the assignments, the responsibilities, and the provisions that God has for us. And so at Merritt Assembly of God, even though, you know, my longing is for it to be a more numerical church than what it is, to have kingdom impact to a greater degree, I've never been looking at Merritt Assembly of God as a stepping stone. I've never been looking at it and say, you know what, if I do really well here, then maybe some bigger church will come calling and I will get to serve at a bigger church. That's not the way that I operate. I operate as God is my commander in chief. He sent me to this assignment, and my privilege is to make the most out of this opportunity as I possibly can. And so, I want everybody that comes to Merritt Assembly of God, I want them to be so grounded in the Word and grounded in their relationship with God, and know that the strength of God is available to them and flowing through them, that they are utilizing that when God says do this, they do it, and when they do it, they don't do it with complaining or resistance, but they tackle it head on and know that it is going to get done. Meekness does not fight against God or struggle or contend with him, but it is meekness before God, and also such in the face of men, even of evil men, out of a sense that these, with the insults and injuries which they may inflict, are permitted and employed by him for the chastening and purifying of the elect. So my temperament is a pretty, I would say it is a driven, laid-back personality. I'm very driven. In other words, I'm working. But when dealing with people, I tend to have a laid-back personality. I'm blessed with a couple of people that work at the church that they know what needs to be done. They do it, and I don't have to worry about it. If there gets to be a problem, they tell me what it is. Sorry, my nose feels like a sneeze is getting ready to come on here, so I apologize in advance if I don't hit the mute button before the sneeze happens. But I don't have to micromanage them, because they know what needs to be done. But there have been times in the past when people saw my laid-back attitude and they thought that that meant that I didn't have any backbone or any spine or anything like that. And then if they found themselves in a position where they needed correction, and most of the time this wasn't because of personal relationship, this had to do with their behavior and doing things that they weren't supposed to be doing, then when I did step up and exert an aspect of my personality that they didn't expect to find, then they were shocked. And it's not that I never had that aspect of my personality. I just keep that under control. So there is one thing I wrote down here, and I'm kind of scouring over it here, and that was that, and this came from Matthew Henry, that as a child of God, we exercise lordship or authority over our anger. We don't let anger control the person that's been redeemed by God. And so if you've got a strong personality, you need to make sure that the Lord Jesus has the reins on that. I think it was the Back to the Future movie that Michael J. Fox's character had a weakness in his personality that all somebody had to do was dare him to do something, and if he was unwilling to do it, they called him a chicken and or a coward, and then he would do it, and then there were sometimes negative ramifications that happened as a result of that. And please understand, if you've got a weakness in your personality that the devil can exploit, he'll exploit it. So we need to make sure that God, who created us, is Lord not only over our spirit, but also our mind, our will, and our emotions. So meekness is closely linked with humility. So we don't fight with God. Meekness, however, is... Okay, we've already talked about that. The next thing that it says here is that it must be clearly understood that the meekness manifested by the Lord and commended to the believer is the fruit of power, is the fruit of power. And as I was studying and praying before I came in this morning, and this wasn't in any of the resources, I thought of an old song. It was from a song medley that David Meese put together. And I don't think he's the first one that ever sang this song, if I remember researching it properly years ago. But there was a song that talked about Jesus at his crucifixion. And it said he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and to set himself free. He had all the resources of heaven available at his disposal, but he knew that redemption needed to come through the blood of Jesus. And so he remained meek on the cross, even when it meant something detrimental to him physically. He embraced the assignment that was set before him because he knew that there was joy that was going to be on the other side of the cross. Vine says the common assumption is that when a man is meek, it is because he cannot help himself, but the Lord was meek because he had the infinite resources of God at his command. And that is a powerful, powerful aspect. So blessed are the meek. And let me just share a few other things here. Meekness is the opposite of self-assertiveness and self-interest. It is not occupied with self at all. Matthew Henry says that a person who is meek is fit for whatever comes their way because they are meek toward God. Meekness, it says, has a benefit which promotes health and wealth and comfort and safety. The meek are therefore very happy, and because of that, they shall inherit the earth. And so a lot of times we think of that as they're going to inherit the whole thing, but this person who is under the authority of God and under the control of God, and they're exhibiting self-control, and they are walking in obedience and embracing the will that God has for them, they know this, that God is going to provide the geographic location. He's going to provide the wisdom. He's going to provide the resources. He is going to provide the personnel, the strategy. He is going to provide everything that is necessary that that person needs to accomplish the task that God has for them. Now, here's where the world gets off, because a lot of people think, well, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to go operate in a strong personality, and I'm just going to go and I'm going to make it happen. Well, this inheritance that we are talking about has a very interesting aspect. It's not something you can buy. It's not something that you can go out and conquer. Instead, this promise that Jesus teaches his disciples about is something that is received in perpetuity, not by purchase, but it is something that they get to take possession of. And so for the meek, because we are submitted to God and we appreciate the omnipotence of God and that he makes us powerful because he is powerful, his strength is manifest in our weakness, it's made perfect in our weakness, and because of all of that, there's an inheritance that is placed in our possession, not because we purchased it, not because we earned it, but because he has gifted it to us as joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So what are you dealing with today? What are you facing? What challenge? And you might want to revert back to some of the ways that you've dealt with things in the past. And I want to encourage you today, if you've been a perpetual victim, you need to go back to the Word of God and say, God, I want you to make me victorious in representing you in every circumstance and in every challenge. He's going to make the provisions, and you're going to get in not just an assignment, but you're going to get set up for victory. I love to set people up for victory. The devil loves to set people up for failure. God sets people up for victory. One last thing I'll share with you today, and that is this, that I believe it was Matthew Henry's commentary that said that the inheritance for the meek includes all of the necessary blessings of heaven and all of the necessary blessings of earth to help us to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. There's a lot of people out there who need to hear about Jesus. It is not about us. It is very much about him. May you be strength under God's control today to the glory of God. You have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.